In part one of this story, I was speaking with Larry Stevenson of the Larry Stevenson Band, who is coming to play at Bath Bluegrass Jamboree on Saturday evening. He talked about growing up playing music first with his family and then all throughout the eastern part of Virginia, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. I asked him if he felt like young musicians today were connected with this old-time style of music enough to carry it on into another generation.
Well, I think they're already connected in a lot of ways. It just depends on the venue and the way it's presented. Like if you go to the SPGMA convention here in Nashville every year or the IBMA in Raleigh, North Carolina, there's young folks everywhere, and it's presented to them more now than ever, you know, than when I was a kid in 1975. We didn't have the outlets that we have now. And I think they're doing fine with it. They're finding it and they're discovering it, whether it be a new band, a real progressive type band, or whether it's me. They continue to find it, and I think they're going to be okay. It just has to be the right venue for these younger folks to get out and enjoy it. But we can't leave the older folks out because they're very important to us.
Oh, we definitely don't around here.
Yeah.
They're our favorite fans, for sure. Larry has had numerous honors and recognitions for his excellent playing over the years. When asked if he especially values any one of those achievements or experiences, Larry mentioned being inducted into the Virginia Bluegrass Hall of Fame.
That was a huge honor because when I was a kid, my mom and dad used to take me to a lot of the Virginia Folk Music Association events. And then as I got older and I moved to Nashville in 1992 and things started kind of happening, they put me in that Hall of Fame. So that was quite an honor. And of course, moving to Nashville in 92, I also got my foot in the door playing the Grand Ole Opry quite a bit, which we still do on occasion, and that's always quite a thrill. So those two things would probably be high on the list right at the moment.
The band has also enjoyed success over the last year and a half with one of their songs, Yesterday's Gone, from their most recent album, remaining in the top 20 of one of those satellite stations which shall remain nameless. They've released three albums under their own label, Whisper Dream Music, in the past several years, and quite a few others previously. I asked Larry what listeners can look forward to when they come out on Saturday for the Jamboree.
Well, I got a great band with me right now. Matt Wright on the bass, Derek Vaden on banjo, and Nick Dauphinet on guitar, and three great guys that play and sing very well, and I'll be trying to keep up with them with the mandolin and singing, and we're going to do all kinds of stuff. We'll do instrumentals. We'll sing songs off of our most recent album, Weep Little Willow Weep, and a lot of gospel music, and it's just going to be a fun evening. We're looking forward to it very, very much.
Other bands playing Saturday evening are Across County Lines, Southern Rail Express, the Virginia Ramblers, winding up with the Larry Stevenson Band. It's not too late to win some tickets if you call 839-5400 to get your name on the list. They're $10 at the door for adults. AMR would like to thank the sponsors, volunteers, and hardworking staff who make this event possible. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.